Hello, friends. Sagan here. Welcome back to Indie Author Weekly, where I share my behind-the-scenes journey of writing and self-publishing books. If you are new to this podcast, I am a productivity strategist for multi-passionate creatives. I help people manage their time and energy effectively through customized, actionable strategies that work for your unique life and business. When I'm not teaching about productivity to solopreneurs, I spend my time writing books, such as my Polyamorous Passions romantic comedy series. And that is what this podcast is all about, the adventures of the author life. And you can now get podcast and book updates delivered directly to your inbox at saganmorrow.com/behind-the-scenes. Link is in the show notes. Now, let's get into this episode of the Indie Author Weekly podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about the vital importance of thinking time as part of the book writing process. What do I mean when I say thinking time? Basically, it's any time that you are thinking about your book, but not actively writing it. For me, this often happens when I am out walking or kayaking, or lying awake at night unable to sleep, or just daydreaming at random. Many people find that any kind of mindless task, such as doing household chores or showering, etc., is a good opportunity for this. This happens when you are not sitting at the computer and when you are not writing down a bunch of notes in your journal, right? This happens separately. This isn't about the active writing process. This is about thinking through your book. Thinking time can be passive or active. The passive version is when something just springs to mind, unbidden, when you weren't thinking about your book at all. It just comes out of nowhere. The active version is when you are trying to focus your brain power on your book and you are working through ideas and that kind of thing in your mind. Both are equally important. Even if you typically do most of your book's thinking time in a passive fashion, I would still encourage you to deliberately carve out time to do the active version of this. It will enable you to channel your ideas, make decisions around plot, and resolve any issues you might be struggling with in your book. So why does this thinking time matter so much? It has quite a few benefits, including an opportunity to understand your main character's motivations better, work through a problem that you might be having with the plot, explore themes of your story, learn about the backstory of any of your side characters, identify patterns that crop up, which might be intentional or otherwise, and so on. The benefits are truly endless. But the problem is that we often discount thinking time because we can't quantify it the way that we can with a word count. This is a huge problem. If you are only concerned about getting the words on the page and you don't consider the underlying themes and tone and characters of your story, then you won't be able to tease out the nuances of it, and as a result, you will have a flatter story. We don't want that. We want our books to have depth, substance, a three-dimensional angle. The more that you understand your story, the better your book will be. So here's an example of this from my upcoming rom-com, Small Town Stilettos, A Modern Marriage of Convenience. The main character, Peggy, dislikes her friend's husband, and she starts meddling to try to convince her friend that her husband is super mediocre. But the entire premise of this novel is that Peggy's aunt is forcing her to get married to her childhood sweetheart. So when I was initially writing the scenes where Peggy starts meddling, I found it frustrating. It felt right that she was doing this. It felt in character. But at the same time, I also couldn't figure out why she was such a meddling person, considered how horrified that she was when her aunt was infringing on her life. And it wasn't until I took a step back and examined my story from a distance and reserved that thinking time that I really realized why this all made sense. Given Peggy's relationship with her aunt, the grief that she was going through at the loss of her aunt, Peggy's entire upbringing, all of that. Likewise, when I first started writing Small Town Stilettos, I wasn't sure why Peggy was so annoyed about being forced to come to this small town to deal with her aunt's estate. But I realized pretty quickly through the thinking process that it was because she already went through all of this with her mom. So it brings up a lot of unresolved grief for her. The thinking process helps us to sympathize much more deeply with our characters and unfold the story organically so that it makes sense and feels real, even if, at first glance, we might have questions about why a person is doing such and such a thing in our stories. And by the way, you can get updates on how that book, Small Town Stilettos, is coming along when you sign up for my weekly podcast email, which goes out every Tuesday in conjunction with this episode. With this podcast. So you can do that at saganmorrow.com/behind-the-scenes. So there you have it. Prioritize thinking time as part of your writing process, and you will be a better writer and storyteller as a result. And as I said earlier, you know, you don't want to be sitting at the computer when you're doing this. You don't want to have your notebook open and that kind of thing. You really want to let the thoughts come out organically. But once they do start coming, once you start working through things, once you start processing things, then absolutely you'll want to jot down those notes so that you don't forget them, right? So you can do this through mind mapping. You can do this by speaking some of your thoughts out loud into a voice recorder. That can be a really great way to do it if you are out for a walk or something like that and you don't have a pen and paper handy. Or you can just quickly sit down at the computer when you're sort of close to being finished going through the thinking process, and you can just jot down a few notes as bullet points. So that's a good way to make sure that you don't lose these thoughts, and at the same time, you don't restrict yourself too much by being in front of the computer the whole time trying to force the thoughts to come to mind. Okay, now I would love to hear your thoughts on this, on the importance of thinking time. Do you find that this is really important for your process? If you don't actively set aside the time for thinking about your book, are you going to do it now? I would love to hear what kind of insights you have about your stories as a result. Connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at SaganLives to chat about it, or to let me know if you have requests for future episode topics. The more that you tell me what you would like to see more of on this podcast, the better I can accommodate that. If you enjoyed this episode, please take 2 minutes to share this podcast on social media and subscribe and rate it on Apple Podcasts. Anytime you share it or leave a rating or a review, it helps more listeners find the Indie Author Weekly podcast, so every bit counts. I really appreciate your support. And do you want to stay in touch? Yeah, I bet you do. You can get podcast and book updates delivered directly to your inbox, plus unlock awesome bonuses, such as free chapters of my books, at saganmorrow.com/behind-the-scenes. Link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Indie Author Weekly podcast, and I will see you in the next episode.